Hi. Do you want to do the roll call?
Sure.
Or do you want me to?
No, I will.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Commissioner Tom?
Here.
Chair Jones?
Here.
Commissioner Sarant?
Here.
And Commissioner Boris?
Here.
All right, thank you very much. We have, that was item number one. We'll move on to item number two, the non-agenda public comment portion. Anyone may speak for 3 minutes regarding any matter not on the agenda. Do we have anyone in the room that would like to speak? Do we have anyone on the call?
We do not.
City of Alameda, just us.
That's just us.
All right, I think then we can call that one done. Item number three, Commissioner Communications. This is our opportunity for any of the commissioners to bring up anything that they would like to discuss. Commissioner Boris, is there anything you would like to bring? Not good, all right. Commissioner Sarant?
Yeah, I guess I'll comment a bit on some of the observations at the facility. I don't think we're in a facility renovation report, but I did notice playing last week that the short course, the myth does look like the renovation has actually started work. So it looks like they're like elongating the tee boxes, and they will eventually, what appears to be grass tees that you can hit into versus like the mats, which have been there, I think, for recent history. So that does look like a decent upgrade to that course, right? The ability to hit off grass. I'm not sure when it'll actually be open for use. I didn't ask them about that, but I thought that was good to see that they were actually following through on that.
Perfect. Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you, sir. Commissioner Tom?
In the last meeting we had, that's where we had the discussion about the rates being charged to the local clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Should we be doing that in this section again, or should that be?
Well, we had referred it to.
Yes.
But it, I think the rates themselves, the update that I can provide for that is, when I spoke with Ken Campbell out at the club, he had stated that the rates that were being applied should be the resident rates, and he was going to check into them.
Okay.
I have not heard back, but I will follow up.
Okay.
With that, we recently had a conversation in the last week or so, so I can follow up with him on that. I don't have an answer for you.
Okay.
But I did get a response back about the percentage of the men's group that plays on the weekend, that it was a 60-40 for resident, non-resident mix.
Okay.
So there's a 40% non-resident in that group.
Okay. And,
so,
and I think the question
roughly.
The question in there was the idea of whether or not they had been asked, the men's club, the Sunday men's club had been asked to come back to 8 o'clock tee times, but that everyone, residents and non-residents alike, would pay the non-resident rate.
Okay.
And the question was whether or not that was, could that actually be imposed on the residents?
Yeah. And when I looked at the rules, that could not be. And so he was verifying that status. So
okay.
I can follow up on that.
All right.
Wasn't there also some discussion or comments from the club folks that commented about not making the same tee times available that they were used
mm-hmm.
to having? Is that?
Yeah, they pushed our tee times for the women's group. They pushed
yeah.
our tee times several times from the 7:30 time, because I'm always the 7:30 person, out to like 10:30 with very little notice.
And so at that point, we had also discussed that those clubs are not mentioned in the contract, and that
right.
the city, we reached out, and then they said that they would work with the clubs directly, and that they did not believe they needed the city to be involved in that conversation.
And what I can add to that is that for sure, I know that the Women's Thursday 18-Hole Club has submitted their 2026 schedule to Greenway. Greenway said they would have it, they hope to have it back to us by the end of this month or early November. I believe the Monday Niners Club is going to submit theirs soon.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to wait and see what we get back from them. But we will explore with them other options too for days that if there's a conflict, we're going to ask if we can have either a different start time or perhaps play on the north course. So we'll see what they are willing,
So the standard operating procedure is that the clubs submit their request for the specific days and tee times and number of tee times.
Yep, and they come.
For the whole.
For the entire year, yeah.
And then you receive back what's approved and.
Right.
And then you decide what, in addition to that, you need to do.
Right, the bigger issue for the clubs has been, we were, a schedule was agreed to.
Yeah.
And then subsequent to that agreement, you know, and sometimes with short notice, told that that date was no longer available, which leaves the club scrambling to either find, to cancel their date, move to a different golf course, et cetera.
Yeah.
Because the women, I mean, we're very organized, actually. We not only negotiate those dates and times and number of slots that we have, but we also publish them annually. Annually, every January, we publish those in our club calendar. And so, like, you know, you have it for the entire year. You know exactly where you're playing, which Thursday you're playing, not at Karika, et cetera.
Does the agreement, I assume the agreement says the Greenway can change them, right?
I think back to Justin's point is there's nothing in the agreement that says what the operator's obligation is to the clubs.
No, I mean the not in that agreement. I'm talking about the, after you submit the times.
There's no formal binding contract. Yeah. No, it's just been I would say a gentleman's agreement for decades.
Yeah.
Since 1929 for the women's club. So, long time, 100 years.
Almost a century.
Yeah, almost a century. We're planting our event. Was there anything else?
No.
Okay. So the one thing I would like to bring up is that a constituent reached out to me directly and asked about the schedule for replacement of the mats on the driving range. I've reached out to Ken a couple times, and his response is that they're working on the MEF and that it is, they're looking at the overall schedule because as part of their ongoing maintenance. It's the constituent who reached out says it's in the agreement, which I did not verify, is that it is supposed to be replaced, all the driving range mats are to be replaced once a year, annual. So I don't know if that's the case.
How about the bulbs?
I don't know the answer to that question. Good question. But at this point,
a lot of them are.
So Greenway is aware, they just don't have a date.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Any other commissioner issues that we wish to raise? Okay. The minutes, then we'll go to 4A. Our last meeting was on July the 8th. You should have those minutes in your package. That Matt did a beautiful job putting it together. Thank you, Matt. And is there any questions, changes, concerns to those minutes? Okay, and if not, may I have a
move to approve?
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, we're done there. All right, oops. Okay, regular agenda items then, 5A. Do we have a report? Has anyone else joined?
No.
No, two participants. There's an attendee.
Oh, okay.
Can we check, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay. So unless the person on the call is representing Greenway, does anyone see a representative from Greenway in this meeting? No. So we will assume there is not a report from Greenway. We will move on to 5B, gyms on the course. Do we have a representative from gyms? Okay, so no report there. So, do we have a 5C?
Looks like I'm up.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Commissioner Jones. Our Chair Jones.
Thank you.
Yeah, again, I just want to give you kind of an update on what's happening in the department. But prior to jumping into that, I just want to talk about a building permit that is moving through at the golf course.
Oh.
So at the building adjacent to the driving range, Greenway is going to be building a small commercial kitchen and food location there. Renovating the building, not building a new facility or anything. But
so the teaching facility that was.
Correct.
Right.
Oh, that little.
So that building is going to be converted into a commercial, have a small commercial kitchen out of it. That permit has moved through the permitting process, and I believe it's already gone to the planning board for approval.
Okay.
What their next steps are exactly, I'm not fully sure of, but just want to let you know that that is underway, which is in compliance of the contract.
And is that, so I'm assuming that's separate and distinct from Jim's?
Correct.
Yes.
Run by?
Greenway.
Greenway. And are they seeking an alcohol permit for that too? Do you know?
I believe the intent is to do that.
I believe they are. I think there might be a sign there actually right now.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So, but that would be part of the process for.
It's a permit for a kitchen, not a restaurant?
Well, it's a permit to make food and to distribute from there. So like warm food, like hamburgers, sandwiches, things of that nature, some packaged goods. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not privy to their full proposal, so I don't know exactly what they're planning on doing, but I do believe it'll have beer and wine distribution if they
if
can get
approved.
That, if it gets approved by the county.
Because that's not in the purview of the city.
That's not in the purview
the
of the city.
Board, right.
Yeah, so the county permit ABC license
right.
grants those. And they have to go through all the processes just like anyone else would. But in following the contract, their facility isn't visible from Jim's as part of the concessionaire agreement and settlement that the two had, that you know they can have other facilities on the property, they just can't be within sight of the other. So
within sight of what?
Of Jim's.
Jim's.
There can't be a visible sight line to the location from Jim's patio area.
Well, there isn't.
It's very specific in the contract, but it is in compliance. Our attorneys have already reviewed it.
Okay.
Yeah. And there isn't. You can't
yeah.
see that little
yeah.
building way out mm-hmm. there.
So it's, like I say, it's in compliance. The attorneys have reviewed it and as part of the process. So more to come, I guess, on that. For the department as a whole, we have some upcoming citywide community events that folks should know about. Alameda Haunts, it's a celebration of all things Halloween this week through October 31st, and it's in support of Alameda Food Bank. You can visit alamedahaunts.org for details. We have a Halloween pet costume contest and kids trick-or-treating that takes place on Friday, October 31st. It's hosted at 1435 Webster Street by the West Alameda Business Association and the Friends of Alameda Animal Shelter, FOSS. We have two coastal cleanups coming up on Saturdays, November 8th and December 13th at 10 a.m. at Seaplane Lagoon. Bring some gloves and a bucket. This event is sponsored by CASA. The Veterans Day commemoration will be taking place on November 11th at 11 a.m. on the USS Hornet. You can visit the USSHornet.org for further details. The Diwali celebration will be taking place on Saturday, November 15th at 4:30 p.m. at the Rhythmic Culture Works. Enjoy a vibrant celebration of India's Festival of Lights. You can go to rhythmics.org for more details. We are about to have this weekend, we're gonna be having the 45th Alameda Holiday Boutique on Saturday and Sunday, November 1st and 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Oak Club out on Alameda Point. This is for handcrafted items for over 70 local artisans, and the proceeds of this benefit go to the Leisure Club and ARPD Youth Scholarship Programs. Our online registration begins November 5th for Santa Visits Alameda Homes. That's Saturday and Sunday on December 20th and 21st. Santa's virtual visits are on Monday, December 22nd, and space is extremely limited, so please register. The Elks National Hoop Shoot Contest is gonna start on Friday, December 12th at 6:30 p.m. at the Alameda Point Gym. It's free for all Alameda youth ages 8 to 13. You can register online as of 12 p.m. on the day of the event even, and it's sponsored by the Elks Lodge 1015. Our 23rd annual Breakfast with Santa will be taking place December 13th at 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. at the Officers Club out on Alameda Point. And then our 2026 Junior Warriors Youth Basketball Program takes place every Saturday, January 10th through February 28th at the Alameda Point Gym. Again, you can sign up now, and it's an exciting program offering kids K through fifth grade an organized program to grow their love of basketball. Also, we also have the annual rose pruning event that will take place January 17th at 10 a.m. at the Lincoln Park Rose Garden, hosted by the East Bay Rose Society members, and they'll provide a rose pruning demonstration Q&A before we start the event. We have a variety of projects that are underway. Estuary Park Phase 2 contract was just awarded at the end of October, and the contractor is in the start of mobilizing, so we'll get that project underway. That'll include 6 pickleball courts, 2 dog parks, an all-inclusive playground, a full basketball court, and a bathroom building for 6 individual stalls. We're working on the expansion of the Alameda Point Skate Park. I believe we're roughly around 70% construction documents for that expansion, which will help complete the loop without terribly modifying it, but it's been done with the skaters' input. So we got support there. Council voted a closed session at the last council meeting to explore the idea of the surf pool at Enterprise Park. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be setting up meetings of what next steps are in the coming months there. And then at Lincoln Park, there's some tall netting that's going to be put in to replace some fencing on the north side of the field. And so that project's going to start in the near future. Also, the Little John basketball court is in construction right now. We anticipate it being done in a few weeks. That'll be converting 2 half courts into a full court again. Some highlights from the last little bit since we were here. It's been a minute. Our Startlight movie in the park recap. We had over 250 families sign up and join us on September 26th at Lydecker for the last outdoor movie. Our family fun ride around Alameda on the 27th drew nearly 250 participants, and they did a tour around Bay Farm Island. And then the 4th annual Pride celebration was held on October 11th and included a 5K run and Pride in the Park party at Chichenio Park, which was very well attended this year. We have fantastic weather. The annual Teen Haunted House thrilled visitors for its 20th year this year, this past weekend, the 24th through the 26th. We had quite a few people go through that, so we're very happy that that happened. And those proceeds go to help benefit the Alameda Youth Committee as well. For aquatics, our registration begins on November 10th for the Thanksgiving turkey dip. It's held on Thanksgiving, so move your feet before you eat. So please sign up. So for our youth, our non-school day camps are being held on the 31st, November 10th, and then the 24th through the 26th at Cruzy Park, Lydecker Center, Harrison Center, the Alameda Point Gym, the Vets Building, and they'll enjoy STEAM activities, sports, crafts, and more. So if you need something for your kids to do on those non-school days, please reach out to us. Our for teens and tweens, the ARP facilities, the Queer Teen Alameda Center program for 6th through 12th graders, the Underground Teen Center. The building is operating Fridays, every Friday, 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. And you can find out more information about that at alamedapride.com. We've got a lot of sports programs. We have after-school pickleball Monday through Thursday at the Alameda Point Gym, homeschool PE Wednesdays through Friday. Youth Flag Football League took place on Saturdays. Our adult programs, our open gym still continues Sunday, 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. at the Alameda Point Gym. We have tennis and pickleball lessons, and group and private are still available. And then we have our fall softball league just ended with over 44 participants in that one. Just big FYI, all of our athletic fields close on November 1st. For renovation. So from November 1st until February, there's no organized sports, permitted on our fields. Yes, you can still go out and be with your family, but our fields are not permitted for organized sports during that timeframe. Allow our staff some time to get those fields back up to good operating standard. At the Mastic Senior Center, we have some fun upcoming events. The Halloween social line dance takes place Friday, October 31st from 1 until 4. We have a breath work, sound healing, and stretching with Tatiana Wednesdays, November 5th and December 3rd from 1 until 2:15 in the social hall. And then Knowledge is Key, Know Your Medicare Rights, takes place on Tuesday, December 9th at 10 a.m., where you can learn about consumer protections rights and information and resources that are available to you. The Mastic Senior Center Advisory Board, MASCAB, meets every third Wednesday of the month at 9:30 in Room D, and all members of the center are welcome to join in the community. Some positive statistics. From September and October, we served 2,700 lunch meals. They served over 223 bags of groceries that were distributed by Marcy Brown Bag, a program which helps free groceries for seniors and low-income seniors. Our leisure club on October 9th, the members went enjoyed an exciting presentation of the Fur, Scales, and Trails Animal Show, that where they actually brought out all the animals to the Mastic Senior Center. So they had everything from lizards, snakes, ducks, rabbits, and tortoises, and they had over 50 people at that. From our parks division, the park staff attended the sports field training for maintenance and sustainability for natural artificial turf, so they'll be working on those. At Little John Park, the large picnic area was renovated with providing regrading and tables and a much nicer facility. And again, the basketball courts are closed until November 16th. We have other basketball courts that are available at Franklin, Longfellow, McKinley, and Washington. The staff replaced a retaining wall behind a backstop at Woodstock Park. Again, the request for the Lincoln Park Rose Garden has had an overwhelming response, and so we have a lot of volunteers for that, so that's great. At Main Street Linear Park, a volunteer tree planting is taking place on November 15th. We're going to be planting another 100 trees in collaboration with the local high school students. And then the Lyatt Decker Playground final design has been selected and will be coming forward at the Park and Rec Commission meeting with construction scheduled to start in the spring of 2026. And congratulations to Nick Casienda at his new role as our park technician. So he's going to be working around the park system, making repairs, things that we would normally hire a contractor to do that we've taken in-house now so that we can make repairs a lot faster. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's really going to really improve basically our delivery on services. So it's going to be really helpful. And then we just want to point out to a shout out to a staff member here with staff recognition. With over 17 years of dedicated service and team programs, Brandon Candler, our recreation leader, has become an indispensable part of our department. He's a dependable leader. He goes way above and beyond without needing to be asked. He manages the Alameda Youth Committee, food programs at all major events. He plays a critical role in the teen trips and summer adventure programs and oversees the planning and operations for the Teen Haunted House. Brandon's patient, respectful, and a very positive role model for all the teens and staff. So we appreciate you. Thanks, Brandon. So with that, that's what's going on in our department lately.
Thank you very much.
Can you go back to the Estuary Park
sure.
again and say what's being added to that?
So Estuary Park is a 5-acre addition to the existing phase one that already has an artificial field mm-hmm. and a smaller baseball, softball kind of pitch for kids with disabilities. We're adding 6 pickleball courts, 2 dog parks, a full basketball court. It will have a large lawn area for gathering for residents. Mm-hmm. It will also have a bathroom structure, which will now support both the athletic field and the park. It will have inclusive playground. It'll also have something called, what is it?
Bank
the shot, which is a way of kids learning different skills for basketball with different disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be supported by a relatively small parking lot that will serve.
Where does the funding come from?
So we received a $2.5 million grant from the state. The city had $2.5 million, and ARPD is borrowing $2.2 million from future park DIF. So when there's a development in the community, there's fees that get built up for future park development. So that's where the city's 2.5 is coming from, but this park needs a little bit more. So we're borrowing an additional 2 million because of the cost, and we'll pay that back out of future park DIF and development that comes.
Yeah.
So it's a total of overall $7 million investment.
Yeah, that's great. I had to look it up to remember where it is.
Yeah.
So I'm familiar with where the baseball field is and the soccer field.
Yeah.
So are we talking about the other side of where the soccer field is plus next to the baseball?
So where you see the softball and the baseball, it's the part closer to Bull Hole Circle and the development. There's a retention pond that's next to it. The Bayport retention pond is sort of next to it. And so it's to the east of the existing fields.
Yes. So,
and so it's that whole space between there and the pond that will be turned into a park. It'll be a very good walking connection point to Bull Hole Circle at that point, down Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to basically walk from there into the park from Bull Hole Circle.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be a really nice addition
so that
to that neighborhood.
That whole, the acreage of the whole park is?
It's five for the new addition, and then the other, I guess.
Okay. I think the total site's almost 12 acres or so.
Yeah.
So what happens to the retention pond?
That stays there.
The retention pond services the Bayport neighborhood for all their storm runoff. So it's an infiltration pond for all the irrigation that goes down Bayport's.
Okay.
Great.
I live in Bayport, by the way.
Full of runoff.
I also had a totally unrelated question about all of the construction that's going on with the Webster Tube and the freeway entrances access. Is that going to, are you anticipating any impact as far as your department is concerned?
As far as our department, not as much. I think there will be overall impact to the city. And we have a lot of employees that live outside the city. And so employees coming in, and we're not, in the parks department, we're not able to work remotely like office staff can. The good thing is our hours are very early. Our staff are on duty at 6 a.m., sometimes even earlier, and are then out at 2:30. So the good thing is hopefully they can bypass some of that. There will be additional work happening on the other exit down Clement. So the Clement and Tilden Way traffic circle, that contract was awarded and construction, you're gonna see start soon.
Mm-hmm.
And so that traffic circle that gets built there, there's also two dog parks, or technically a large dog and a small dog park that are going in there next to that Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
So that the east side will have their Starbucks, but that project is starting, and they're going to be, there will be lane closures up and down there all the way up to the bridge. So, yeah. So that will be happening almost at the same time when the other side is starting. So
because that's where the detour is.
Yeah, that's where the traffic's going to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, part of it is going.
They're saying like, don't plan on using the tunnel.
Well, I think with everything, it's going to be construction timing and looking at what that is. I think the way they're looking at staging it, and I don't have all the updated details, but it'll be closures on one side of the tunnel system until those are complete. Then that will then shift to the other side, where there'll be a single lane closure on the outbound.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be a balance over that time frame of entering Alameda maybe a little bit of a backup for a while, and then exiting Alameda will be a little bit of a backup for a while. So they are recommending that everyone, if they can, limit their travel or to find alternate bridges to go over, which would be
Park
Street.
And I don't think they're planning on closing completely either one of those two. Designated times or designated.
There will be limited closures similar to when they're cleaning it. There'll be similar closures.
Close one lane.
Yeah. So much like that, there'll be similar closures during that process.
It's gonna be tough.
There'll be more information coming available because the contractor's been putting together his construction schedule now that it's been awarded for the state. And so as they go through that process, there'll be a lot that they can share at that time. But until then, you know, we had anticipated this starting in fall. You know, we're now at the end of October, November. Now I think it's probably a January timeframe, so it's been shifting. So, you know, I guess there's been some respite in that it has been shifting, so it hasn't happened as much yet, so.
Are there any sizable constituencies outside of Alameda that are participating in, you know, parks programs and using park facilities and any of that?
So we get some groups that come over and use our facilities. You know, when we do our field allocations and our gym allocation, things like that, Alameda is the primary focus first. And then when we have other space left over, if there's other times that people don't want, then we open it up to other folks. It's also why we have resident rates and non-resident rates, and so that we're able to balance out the usage.
Are we considering any online booking ability, like other cities are for, you know, courts, pickleball courts, tennis courts, et cetera?
So we're currently looking at our reservation system in general. Right now, we currently don't allow that. And we did at one point, and it became a little bit of a chaotic situation. What we've kind of agreed with the pickleball community is once we have the estuary courts online, that'll be same when we're comparable to the same number of tennis courts. So at that point, we would consider potentially opening it up for reservation. But until then, it's just really there's too little space to try to make large blocks of reservations for folks. And so, but what I was saying before is we're looking at our reservation system. We use one currently that's a little bit more cumbersome. And so we gave them notification that we'd be looking for other software providers that are more nimble that can potentially allow you to reserve off your phone, things of that nature.
Because I think City of Fremont, Blackhawk, I don't know what city that is, but they have pretty good, decent reservation systems for most of their courts.
What can you reserve?
I haven't only done their tennis court reservations, but you can go online, even as a non-resident, you just get online, you put in what date and time you want, you reserve the court, you pay your little fee online. When you get there, if someone's on it, you say, here's my reservation, and yeah.
Yeah, and what we've done now, because we do have groups that use courts, like for example, St. Joe's uses Cruzy. We've got the high school using Washington. Mm-hmm. When courts are reserved by user groups, we publish them on a QR code so you can look and see what's reserved so that if you don't see anyone on there and all of a sudden a bunch of people show up, it's like, oh, it is reserved by them. So we make that available in all of our courts right now for those types of groups. Mm-hmm. It would be the same situation if you were doing individual rentals so that people would be able to confirm that, oh, well, they do have the permit.
Yeah. I mean, I've used the reservation system just for booking space like Gene Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it'd be nice to expand it. Expand from
Tennis has a long sort of cultural history of people just showing up. You know, like Washington,
it's gotten.
And you know, when somebody wants a teacher wants to come down there and try to do a lesson with the students, and it's a little chaotic.
But per our policy, our if you're going to be teaching a lesson at any court in Alameda, whether it's pickleball or tennis, you need to get a permit from us first in order to do so. So that is just one of those that where it guarantees you a time slot, so that you don't have that issue with
that is like a reservation.
That's what that allows you to do. And that's why we've always encouraged people to do that. That way there is no conflict and there is no back and forth about, do you have the right to be there and or not. But we strongly encourage everyone to get a permit.
Oh, no, we prefer to have reservations, is what I say. I mean, when you're going out and then you go out there and you're waiting and waiting and, there's still no court.
So
I skip it all together.
That's okay. Bringing it back to golf.
Yeah. But reservation systems are important for golf as well.
I agree, but the operator does provide a reservation system. All right, so anyway, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up, Director?
That's it.
Okay, I think with that, then our next meeting, if you'll please all take a note, is January the 13th, our regularly scheduled time and place.
Holidays different.
And.
Holidays, we want you to laugh.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy holidays. It's fall back this weekend.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is, isn't it? No, it's next weekend. Don't scare me.
It's this weekend.
It's this weekend.
It is?
Yeah.
It's not the 11th?
No, it's this weekend.
It is this weekend. All right, thank you. Yeah, well, when you're retired, you know, every day is Sunday. So, anyway, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Here.
Perfect. Second?
No.
Just kidding. Second? No, I'm not meeting you now. All right. All in favor?
You had your chance.
Yeah. Aye? All right. Thank you all very much. Have a happy holiday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I had a.